KSRN News. I'm John Scott. A winter storm in California. Brian Lewis, a National Weather Service meteorologist in the Los Angeles area, says residents need to be careful.
We have several flash flood warnings out through 2 p.m. at this time across much of L.A. County, specifically southern L.A. County south of the San Gabriel Mountains, but including portions of the southern part of the San Gabriel Mountains. This also includes some of the burn scars, such as the Palisades and the Eaton burn scars. We have seen some rain, some pretty significant rain rates, especially over short periods of time.
Then a strong storm system has brought tornado watches and damage in parts of the southeast. That's just as the northeast starts to warm up. The National Weather Service reports some of the worst damage in Lake Charles, Louisiana. No deaths or serious injuries, though, were reported. Three people, including the suspect, fatally shot during a Rhode Island youth hockey game. Three other victims are hospitalized in critical condition. Authorities say they believe the shooting was a targeted attack stemming from a family dispute. The shooting occurred at Dennis M. Lynch Arena in Pawtucket, a few miles outside Providence. Law enforcement agents have been gathering more potential evidence as they search for Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother. Correspondent Elaine Carroll reports.
The FBI said Sunday that a glove containing DNA found a couple of miles from Nancy Guthrie's home appears to match those worn by a masked person outside her house the night she disappeared. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was last seen at her Arizona home on January 31st and was reported missing the following day. Purported ransom notes were sent to news outlets, but two deadlines for paying have passed. Authorities have expressed concern about Guthrie's health due to her need for daily medication.
Correspondent Elaine Carroll, this is SRN News. Indiana rejects transgenderism. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The state will no longer allow people to change their gender on their driver's license or any other government-issued identification. Indiana's Republican Governor Mike Braun has issued an executive order directing all agencies to, quote, enforce the biological binary of man and woman. A growing number of states are retrenching on transgenderism these days following a public backlash that began before President Trump's re-election and helped power it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Puerto Rico's governor has signed a bill that amends a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and supporter of President Trump, says the legislation aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human being. The amendment is now an article within Puerto Rico's penal code that defines murder. This is SRN News. India is hosting a major AI summit in New Delhi this week as it pushes to shape global rules and show its own AI ambitions. Bob Agnew reports.
India is presenting itself as a bridge between rich countries and developing ones when it comes to AI. Officials highlight India's digital identity and payment systems as models for low-cost scaling. It has also brought together leaders and tech chiefs in what organizers call the first big AI summit in the global south. The five-day meeting got underway on Monday and is expected to end with a non-binding New Delhi declaration. Bob Agnew reporting.
A new artificial intelligence video generator from Beijing-based ByteDance, the creator of TikTok, drawing the ire of Hollywood organizations. They say C-Dance 2.0 blatantly violates copyright and uses the likeness of actors and others without their permission. It's only available in China. More details at srnnews.com.